At some point, designers at Airbnb became a bit more like program managers. Probably what happens when you have to deal with hyperscale.
There were a lot of designers, I think, through necessity, who had become really great at sort of organizing work, pushing work forward, understood business metrics, things like that, but weren't really champions for pushing design innovation forward.
The app had started to lose a little bit of its soul, according to their VP of design, Tay O'Connor. So this episode is all about what Airbnb is doing to invest in pushing design innovation forward today.
One of the things that's really important is thinking about the app, not just as screens and flows. Obviously, you know, the experience of me moving customers and our users and our hosts through the tools and through the app, we think about that deeply. But there's so much more to the experience. It's how you feel it. It's how you see it. There's a full 360 experience. Design innovation is really about what are all the things that we can do with design to elevate that experience and make it easy to use, delightful to use, fun to use.
If you want to use design to elevate your product, then you have to find ways to push past utility and create something that people truly enjoy using. That's why Airbnb is making a concerted effort to introduce one, more haptic feedback, two, more motion interactions, and finally, a lot more 3D. This investment in tactility really shows up when you look at their new winter release. I got a little preview last week in preparation for my interview with Tayo, and one of the very first things I notice is this brand new set of 3D filter icons. I mean, you should see the level of detail that goes into presenting a grill or a pool, for instance. The more you stare at them, the more impressive they become. But it's not just in these one-off pictograms either. Airbnb is adding 3D in even the most basic dialogues. How many times have you opened phosphor or feather icons and searched for a lightning bolt or a tag? Maybe you spice it up a little bit by throwing it like in a nice circle and adding some padding and a little bit of color. This is good enough like every single time, right? But when Airbnb designs little dialogues to add an extra night or apply an instant book filter, everything is 3D. I mean, this lightning bolt looks like a shiny balloon that you could kind of rub and almost imagine how it would sound. The more that I listen to Tayo talk, the more that she kept bringing up this tactility in design. And it's super clear that as a top level directive, Airbnb is actively fighting against flat design. And honestly, it's beautiful.
How do we bring those to life so that it feels even more delightful? We've got this beautiful new set of 3D icons to show you things like different amenities like pools or instant book and things like that. Every click that you go through, how can we make you feel our brand? How can you make you feel Airbnb?
In addition to 3D, Airbnb is investing a lot in animation, and that kind of changes the way that they build products as well. They've made the strategic decision to move into the prototyping phase much earlier in the product development process.
We used to do a lot of work where we'd be designing only, you know, in Figma for a really long time, and we'd then take, you know, flat designs and show them. And really, you only understand when a design is going to work when you see it on device, when you're actually playing around with it. We move now into prototype and using like real code much earlier on in the product development lifecycle.
Remember a few episodes ago when we talked with Jonam Trivedi? He was one that made the Arc download animation and did a lot of work for the Netflix iOS app. And now he's working as a prototyping specialist at Airbnb. And this is exactly the type of person that Tayo's making an effort to hire right now. Because a big part of Jonam's new role is exploring these interactions really early on in the design process. And it's that collaboration that allows designers at Airbnb to take really big swings.
You know, I do a lot of prototyping. I do a lot of interaction design, especially things that are motion or gestural in nature. I also do a lot of proof of concepting. The designers there are really ambitious, which is fantastic. And sometimes they'll come up with an idea that they're not quite sure how to approach. So I can kind of break down that piece of tricky UI and provide like a reference example of how you can do this. Moving around the company, making prototypes, creating demos, figuring out what are some technical unlocks for some new design that we want to do.
A great example is the passport animation in Airbnb. It's that little booklet that has all the host information kind of in the bottom left of the card. Like, I'm pretty good at Figma, but there's no way that I would be able to make that kind of fly zoom animation in Figma alone. You pretty much have to get into code in order to bring something like that to life, which is why Teo's hiring these prototyping specialists.
That was a kind of early example of that, where we had like a static design and an idea, and then we sort of built it with the design team and with animators. And then it was like, we need to get this into code real quick to see if it's going to work. Because like, this has to be super fluid for it to like make sense. Otherwise, it's going to just be awful.
Real quick message, and then we can jump back into it. There's a new product that I absolutely love. It's like Midjourney meets Figma, and it's called Visual Electric. It's a new image generation tool that's built specifically for designers. It's the most photorealistic one out there, even more than Midjourney. They also have a bunch of beautiful predefined styles, and it's so incredibly easy to iterate because the entire experience happens on an infinite canvas, so you'll feel right at home. Honestly, the whole product is the epitome of taste. So the next time that you need imagery for a project, I cannot recommend Visual Electric enough. Head to dive.club/electric to check it out today. And if you like it as much as I know that you will, you can use the code DIVECLUB to get your first month for free. I'm noticing a trend. The designers standing out on social media today are the ones that are using video to showcase their work. That little extra bit of motion is the easiest way to make your designs feel premium. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Jitter. It's like Figma, but for motion design. So you don't have to wrestle After Effects to make a killer highlight reel anymore. Jitter makes it way easier. You can import your designs with their Figma plugin, and they have beautiful templates to help you get started. If you want to give it a try, head to dive.club/jitter. That's J-I-T-T-E-R. Okay, now on to the episode. The other big investment that Airbnb is making is investing in their leaders. Because if you want to transform culture and bring soul back to the app, this is where it has to start. Teo said that she's not just bringing in design leaders who are good people managers.
They're also bringing in talent that were, especially the leaders, were really still able to be in the work. So still able to be designers.
She wants leaders that still have their hands in the clay and are going to be the ones that uphold craft within the organization. As she was talking, it reminded me of something that their old chief design officer, Alex Schleifer, said to me in our interview. He said the best design leaders are like chefs. They might not be chopping carrots, but they're always in the kitchen. They taste the food before it goes out, and they're pretty damn good with a knife. This is the type of person that you want to scale your team around, not managers who haven't done production work in 3 to 4 years. It also reminded me of a past interview with Derek Briggs, who still writes code as the director of design for Clerk. When leaders like Derek are comfortable diving into the finer details, you're able to build flatter organizations where quality is celebrated and everybody speaks the same language. Teo talked a lot about empowering designers to be designers. And if that's the goal, then you need leaders who know what they're talking about and are responsible for upholding craft. And I think the best example that ties all of this together is the guest counter in the Airbnb app. But what I didn't know until talking with Teo is that this actually originated in the host app, not the guest app. And for the host app, you'd kind of expect it to be a little bit more utility focused. And maybe the bar for delight is a little bit lower, but that's not the case. And it's a perfect example of what it looks like to push past good enough.
So there's like a lovely example of this is with our guest counter. We could have just done a simple design where you just, you know, you have the increment, decrement. And we had that design, by the way, we had that like in Figma, we could have used it, but we wanted to have something that, you know, the hosts really enjoyed using. And the guest counter was that, so you can, you know, click through all the little people. And we love putting those little touches in there because it's a way, one, we enjoy it, but I think also it's a way that we can show that we really care about the product. We want you to have like little delightful moments. And so that's one of the ways that we really bring innovation and design in to the platform.
Hey, it's Rid. Don't forget, if you want to go even deeper, each week I send an email out to over 10,000 designers with bonus resources and key takeaways from these conversations. So head to dive.club/email to sign up. Okay, I'll see you next week.